Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome in. A lot going on in the NFL from today. Week 7 in the NFL, man, oh man. Wow, what a day when you really think about all the action that did happen. Whew. Let's go kind of around the NFL before we get going here on the program and I give you all the scores and all the goods of what went down, obviously, on the program for today. We're going to have tons of NFL talk. Thoughts and opinions are always going to be encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But man, oh man, Sports Overnight, NFL America, Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind. I'm so excited. I don't even know how to get it all out to you, to be honest with you, man. Just so much going through my mind when I think about all of the action from today. You think about some of the things that happened on the field. Let's kind of run through a couple of those things as we're going to break. But Kizer pulled out of the game once again, questioned about the night, late night on the video. Carson Palmer done for the Arizona Cardinals, 8 weeks at least. Man, oh man, just other guys getting injured as well. Joe Thomas, that guy gets his snap, his consecutive snap streak snapped at 10,363 unofficially. Just crazy stuff when you think about what's going on the fields. Joe Mixon not happy about the lack, the amount of carries he's getting, the lack of carries, I should say. Seattle getting it done. Baldwin making a pretty cool catch from Russell Wilson. The Green Bay Packers look terrible with Brett Hundley at the helms. Drew Brees looks kind of terrible himself when you think about all the interceptions that he threw. Just so much to get through. I'll get to the scores. I'll get to your calls. It's Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf on board with you. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
I'm particularly disgusted with the second half, and that's something you have to take a hard look at, and as you do each and every week. But as a head coach, when your team doesn't perform, it drops off the way it did in the second half. Disappointed, you know, particularly just the way we played. Frankly, I was uncomfortable when I was, you know, probably calling some things. You know, we got to kind of find our way there. I needed to do a much better job with him in a drop back passing game. He tried to do a little too much and try to guard against it, but he's competitive. You know, he made some big plays with his feet, and yeah, we'll grow from that.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. This is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I like your thoughts. I like your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Before I get to the callers, I know I've got Steve in Virginia and I've got Mitch in Santa Monica. That was Mike McCarthy talking a little bit about the Green Bay Packers and the performance that he saw out on the field from Brett Hundley and the rest of the guys, and wasn't happy with the second half of what they did. But truth be told, I think it was going to be a tough day, and obviously courtesy to ESPN.com for those highlights, but or those that sound of Mike McCarthy. Saints do win that one 26-17. I'm just going to run through the scores, guys, and then I'll get you on the horn. Thursday, before everything else happened today, on Sunday, you had 31-30 Raiders over the Chiefs. Bills take the Buccaneers 30-27, Bears 17-3 over the Panthers, Titans 12-9 over the Browns in overtime. They needed that to get through them, which isn't good for them, but like, hey, they get it done. I guess a win's a win at the end of the day. And like I said, the Saints on the road taking care of business against the Packers 26-17. Jags 10 sacks from their defense. They get a 27-0 shutout over the Colts, and there were several shutouts today. Speaking of that, the Cardinals go to London. They get there a week in advance, Monday, and they struggle for some weird reason. Carson Palmer gets knocked out of the game, knocked out for 8 weeks at least, maybe the season, who knows. Rams take that 33-0, so that was another shutout. Jets go down 28-31 to the Dolphins, and that was a crazy finish, to be honest with you. Vikings 24-16, they seem to be the cream of the crop in the NFC North. Cowboys 40-10, getting themselves definitely definitely back in the mix. 3-3 now. Ezekiel Elliott with a big day, 147, 26 carries, two touchdowns. Seahawks 27-4 over the Giants, who are absolutely struggling this year, and Seahawks are definitely back in the mix with the Rams. Speaking of that, Bengals 14-29 losers in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Big Ben had a pretty decent day, 224 yards, a couple touchdowns. Chargers 21-0, another shutout over the Broncos. And if I'm not mistaken, first time that's happened since 92 or something along those lines. I'll check my stats to make sure, but I'm pretty positive on that. Patriots 23-7 in a rematch of what was the NFL Super Bowl from last year. And then obviously the Monday Nighter, which I'll get into later, the Redskins and the Eagles. But thoughts and opinions, I want to hear them. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Steve real quickly in Virginia. Steve, you're on Sports Overnight America. This is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. How y'all guys doing tonight?
I'm in there. I'm hanging in, man. Just talking sports. I love it, man. I'm talking NFL, too, man. So what's on your mind? What's going on, bro?
Well, look, man, let me say this. The coach of the year in the National Football League is Todd McVay. He will be the coach of the year. He should have been the head coach of my team, the Washington Redskins. But what, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, but I'm glad to see the guys doing great. To turn around that team, because that was a pitiful football team last year. Pitiful. And look at him now. He will be coach of the year.
Hey, man, I cannot disagree. I agree 100%. The Rams are playing fantastic. Look, Jared Goff, look at how this guy has progressed. Todd Gurley looks like a legitimate running back. You know what I mean? The wide receivers are playing well. The defense steps up and makes plays. Absolutely, man. You got to give credit where credit's due. And right now, that seems to be a ship that is working in the right direction for sure, man.
And he's done a fantastic job with the quarterback.
Absolutely, I mean, man.
This quarterback was like a deer in headlights last year. I mean, he didn't know what he was looking at. He couldn't read a defense. I believe that McVay has simplified the offense for him to the point where it's almost like he's playing in high school again. And that's what it's all about. It's not about all this complex stuff. You know, guys, we're not going to the moon, okay? We're not going to the moon. Football is not as complicated as people want to make it seem to be. All you got to do is simplify things so cats can understand what they're supposed to do and let them do it. And I think that's what McVay has done.
I don't disagree, man. You got some good points, Steve. Look. Jared Goff goes 22 of 37, 235 yards, has a touchdown, has one interception, does get himself a running touchdown as well. He's managing the game very well. That's all I can say. Like I said, they're receivers. They make plays for him. Woods was the guy today that led the way. Kupp was another guy that came through for him. Cooper. Todd Gurley, he does things out of the backfield. Right. He does things in the receiving game. They're getting a complete effort, man, to be honest with you. And the defense got after it. They got three sacks. They put pressure on. And they took Carson and Paul Kolmer not only out of the game, but out of the season for at least 8 weeks, man.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. I like Todd Gurley. I like him better than Ezekiel Elliott. I like him better. And if you and he's the cat that I can send downfield, and he'll catch the football. And the next thing I would do with him is I would just put him in motion, let him roll out, go downfield. He's either going to get man-on-man coverage or no coverage and throw the ball downfield to the guy. He's another Marshall Faulk. If they utilize him properly and they not make things complicated, but just let him go ahead on and give him about five plays in which he can catch the football, he'll be another Marshall Faulk. There's no question about it in my mind.
No, and the two of those guys are pretty similar, to be honest with you, Steve. You know, when you compare Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley, very similar, because I think they're both pretty good out of the backfield. I think I have a clip, and maybe we'll play it here on the way out, because you mentioned him, and it's Ezekiel Elliott, and I know he had a 72-yard scamper today on a screen pass, so he can do some damage in the passing game as well. Those guys are pretty comparable, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you put Gurley behind that offensive line in Dallas, he'd be another Dorsett.
Yeah.
The guy's got the best offensive line in the National Football League. He's supposed to get 72. He's supposed to have 150-yard day every day.
Basically, I am with you.
Day. You put Gurley behind that offensive line.
I'm with you, and it seems like he's running with a passion, Steve, this year, to be honest with you. Hey, man, I appreciate your call, brother, as always, man. Right. So, hey, have a great night. Appreciate it, man.
Talking to you, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Steve in Virginia, he calls on a pretty good basis here on Sundays with me on the NFL Rewind, and I like repeat callers, to be honest with you. Mitch, I know I got you in Santa Monica. Hang tight on the other side. We'll get you. We'll bring you up. So keep it close, everybody. A lot going on, like I said, and I think we do have the Zeke Elliott clip for you on the way out. So keep it close. It is NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back.
To Switzer and a screen right to Elliott. First down across the 30. Sideline to the 40. To the 30. Foot race 20. 15. Makes a cut. 10. Touchdown. Screen pass of 72 yards.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Snap to Breeze. Deep drop, plenty of time. Rain goes the middle. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Demarius Randle. His third pick of the day. They were trying to squeeze in the post play. Snap to Breeze, shotgun, looks under a blitz, throws the go-round, right side, intercepted by the Packers, sensational interception by Devon House, down the right sideline, Green Bay ball at the Packers' 7-yard line.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. I love them. I like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, thanks to ESPN.com for those highlights again from Drew Brees. As you heard, two of three picks, the Green Bay Packers, Demarius Randle, and a house man. I'll tell you what, and also just thinking of this, Demarius Randle has really stepped it up ever since Mike McCarthy, Fat Mike, as I like to call him, threw him in the locker room a little bit early from a game a few weeks back. He's really stepped up his game. So you actually have to give the kid a lot of credit. And with that being said, you know, give the defense a little bit of credit too. And I know that people are going to say, what are you talking about? Well, ultimately, man, they did pick him off twice. But Drew Brees does get the better of it, as we all know, at the end of the day. 331 yards, and you're like, wow, he ran up and down the field. Yes, but he did not throw that many touchdowns, one touchdown. So, you know, Mark Ingram had a touchdown. Drew Brees did rush for a touchdown as well. But that's beside the point. Anyways, only threw for one touchdown. A lot going on in the NFL. I'd like to hear your thoughts. I'd like to hear your opinions. And so much when I think about it, too. Like I said, I'm going to get this out there, and then I'll bring Mitch on, who's in Santa Monica with me. The Pates defense, they shut down the Falcons big time tonight. That was an impressive performance. Carson Palmer does break his arm, his left arm. Likely he's going to be out 8 weeks for the Cardinals. That's huge. T.Y. Hilton says the O-line needs to play a lot better. Cutler, his ribs, he's most likely going to miss the Thursday night game against the Ravens. Like I said, Joe Thomas' snap streak is ended after his triceps injury. 10,363, and that's unofficial, but I'm sure they're pretty darn close on it if they're not right. Malik Hooker, I'll tell you what, cold safety, suffers a season-ending injury, the MCL and ACL tear. And like I said earlier, I was correct. Chargers hand the Broncos the first shutout since 1992. So pretty big stuff there, man. Unbelievable stuff going on in the NFL. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Andy Dorf, it is the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, my friend? How are you, buddy?
I'm just fine. Thank you. It's been a long day. It's been a wonderful day of football, although as a Packer fan, it was you're playing those highlights, and what you didn't play were the three and outs that happened after those two picks. But what I really want to talk about is, you know, as I talked about earlier in the day, the Patriots are the cream of the crop. And actually, if you look at the league right now, Andy, you know, September becomes more like the real preseason. And you can't just look at those games in September and you almost kind of like make them as like, okay, what happened then? So what's happening now? If you look at the league right now, you got the Eagles that have gone four straight wins. The Saints have gone four straight. The Vikings are three straight. The Patriots are three straight. The Seahawks are three straight. And the Dolphins are three straight. And now, I will say it, my L.A. Chargers have gone 3 straight. I mean, those are right now the top of the league. Forget about where they are in the standings, but in terms of who's hot, who's doing something, who's figured it out in September, who's dealt with their injuries, and now this is what you're, these are the cards you're dealt with. Those are the teams that are in play right now. As much as the Chargers are at the bottom of their division or in the mid-bottom of their division, they're in a move to actually start making some charges. And you look at those conference records, you know, Eagles 4-0, Saints 3-1, Vikings are 4-1, the Pats are 2-1, the Seahawks 3-1, the Dolphins 3-1 in their conference. I mean, these are numbers that are going to completely be what is important at the end, because there seems to be a lot of parity in the league right now. And as we're starting to see things emerge, you know, look at what's trending, look at who's hot, and those are the teams we're going to be watching out for. I'm devastated with my Green Bay Packers, as you know. But for what it's worth, this is what happened. And by the way, tonight, as I told you, Brady on the main stage. I mean, are you kidding me? In the fog? What a performance.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, Tom Brady always seems to be a guy that, like you said, knows that spotlight better than anybody. And when it's on him in big moments, he seems to shine better than just about anybody. And you know what? That defense that most people haven't been thinking is all that good looked pretty darn good against Atlanta. They really couldn't move the ball all that much. And obviously they get a touchdown. But at the end of the day, man, the Patriots really, really took it to them. And the Atlanta Falcons, if you ask me, Mitch, I think they're in trouble, man. This is a team that is definitely on the outside looking in. New Orleans Saints looking pretty good. Carolina Panthers looking okay, even though I know they lost to the Chicago Bears. It happens, and I'm worried. I think the Atlanta Falcons could be in trouble, man.
I think so, too. They went off to 1-3, and now they've lost 3. You know, and one of those, by the way, was a big Packer win.
Yeah.
But you have to look at, like, you know, it's kind of like the NBA. You know, the season doesn't start really until Christmas Day, and then things start to get real. And now the way the NFL is structured, the way they do the preseason, it's almost like you can't really think about the September games, even though they count. You got to look at what happens starting in October and see what the trends are and see what's happening. And I just told you who's on the uprise and who's down. And right now, the Falcons have lost 3 in a row. The Colts, 2 in a row. I mean, who else is 3 in a row? Tampa Bay has lost 3 in a row. You know, the Browns and the Niners, forget them. But you look at those teams, Carolina's lost 2 in a row. This is now when it's starting to become the NFL season. And this is the trends that you need to start looking at. What happens in October as we start moving into November? We've got one more week in October to see what happens. Monday night's a huge game for the Eagles against the Redskins to see if they can continue that trend. If they fall off, then all of a sudden, that NFC East division becomes a whole new ball game, and it brings the Cowboys back into play. I mean, the Cowboys are 3-2 in their conference, you know, and with a big victory today, 40-0. I mean, great, they got the rest people. They all think they're all great, but they're the Cowboys, so I can't give them that much love because they're the Cowboys. But, you know, you look at the Dolphins, I mean, you know, Cutler goes down, and then they bring in Matt Moore, the guy who they probably should have brought in from the beginning, although I love Jay Cutler for two different reasons. Number one, he was the best second quarterback that the Packers ever had in terms of making receptions to our defensive back. And number two, I just kind of like the guy for just personal reasons. But I'm sad to see that he went down, but that Matt Moore comes in and that he rallied him to a victory, which also brings me to another point of, as I'm looking and going through these games and like the other quarterbacks are coming in, it's like, you know, Matt Moore comes in, rallies the Dolphins. It's like, Brett Hundley, now I'm having some issues. I mean, was Mike McCarthy a little bit too conservative in his play call? I mean, as we saw
absolutely
the game, you know, that you watched it, you know, did he not let his horse just kind of go at it. And
no,
Brett Hundley, or was he holding him back? There's a lot of fun stuff that's going on in the NFL, my man. And, you know, at the end of the day here, at this late hour, as you start looking back and seeing what's going on, who did what, things start falling, starts shaking out.
Yeah, man, absolutely, Mitch. And I appreciate your thoughts and your opinions. I'm up against it. So, look, man, I love the thoughts. I love the opinions. You know that, brother. So keep them coming to me always, and always fun talking to you about sports. Okay, man? Have a good night.
You too, Lou. Take care, man. Bye.
Great stuff. I mean, I'm just up against it here. I do like thoughts. I do like opinions. It's 1-800-878-7529. Man, oh, man, just so much to talk about. And he brought up so many good things, to be honest with you, man. He's got a lot to say. That's all I can say about Mitch in Santa Monica. He's passionate about sports, and you can hear it in everything that he says. But he's definitely passionate about his Green Bay Packers. Look, the bottom line is they're going to be in some trouble. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. There's only one of those guys. And Brett Hundley is not – He's not the guy that people thought he could be, at least at this point. He's going to take a little bit of time. He's a work in progress. I'm going to take a little pause for the cause, so stick around. I'll be back. I'm going to continue to break things down. I do want your thoughts. I do want your opinions. It's 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Look, man, at the end of the day, the NFL stands for not for long for a reason, because you're only as good as your last victory. That's the truth. Anyways, I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
The snap. Rushes on. Winds up. Rainbows. Deep over the middle. And it's intercepted on the overthrow by Vaquero, and he is covered up at the 29-yard line of New Orleans. Not sure who Brett was trying to hit there. Cobb and Martellus Bennett in the general vicinity.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it.
But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Third, 7-3-9. Wilson back. He's going to lob one for Baldwin. He's got it for the touchdown. What a throw by Wilson. And Baldwin just split the defense. A 22-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, got him on the run and just threw it up there and let him run underneath it. They took advantage of the safety coverage again.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. That was Russell Wilson to Baldwin for one of three touchdowns that Russell threw on the day, 27 of 39, 334 yards. And I'll tell you what, Graham also got a couple touchdowns in there too today. And they seem to have figured out their offense a little bit, the Seahawks, that is. 24-7 winners on the road against the Giants, and thanks to ESPN.com again for that highlight as well from that game. So much going on in the NFL, like I said. I'm going to run through the scores, and then I'm going to break everything down as I'm doing it. The game earlier in the week, Thursday, was a fantastic Thursday night football game. The Raiders pulled that thing off. Derek Carr back in the lineup for them. 417 yards, three touchdowns. The most important one, Crabtree touching that one with no time on the clock, getting them to 30-30. They come in, hit the extra point, and the Raiders win. And a very impressive game, just an awesome Thursday night football game, 31-30 over Alex Smith and the Chiefs, and they held Kareem Hunt under 100 yards, which has been very difficult all season long. So Raiders put themselves back in the hunt. As long as Derek Carr is healthy, it's obvious these guys are going to be in the mix. So keep your quarterback healthy, and that especially a guy like Derek Carr, it's going to help you out. It's obvious. Think about the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers. Think about the now Arizona Cardinals without Carson Palmer. So, yes, keep those guys healthy. It's going to make a difference. The Raiders reaped those benefits on Thursday and won 31-30 with no time left on the clock. Just an unbelievable Thursday night game. Buccaneers go down to the Bills 27-30. And I'll tell you what, I've been pretty critical on Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston played a very good football game in the second half, brought his team to very closely winning that football game. They do go down, like I said, 30-27. Just a wild finish when you really think about it. But 32 of 44 for Jameis, 384 yards, three touchdowns. LeSean McCoy, a couple touchdowns on the ground for Buffalo, which is what helped them to stabilize this game. 23 carries, 91 yards, and just enough to get by the Buccaneers. Panthers struggled on the road. Once again, Cam Newton not looking that great. 211 yards, two interceptions. The Bears win 17-3. Really, really just a wild, wild game when you think about this one, because the Panthers could get absolutely nothing going, and the Bears didn't really need to get that much going. And on that note, Mitch Trubisky continues to play and continues to get experience, and the Bears really aren't even that good, but they're winning. So this is kind of an interesting season, to be honest with you. And again, you are listening to the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I want thoughts. I want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Let's get back into this. like I said, Bears with an impressive win to get themselves back in the mix, and the Panthers with another step back as they continue to struggle to score points. So that's going to be a problem for them all season long, and that may be ultimately what does them in when you think about moving on in the postseason. Titans get a tight one in Cleveland against the Browns, which shouldn't be that tough, but it was. The Browns 0-7, Titans 4-3. They're in the mix of their division, and I'll go over that, the division races as well, too, when I get through going through all this if I have time. Marcus Mariota just did enough to get by, and that's something that's kind of you should look for. And like I said earlier, Kaiser was benched in this game. They also questioned him about the late night that he had Saturday night, so maybe affecting him playing on Sunday is probably what people are thinking. I don't know, but ultimately had some questions about that. Didn't get played, did get benched, I should say, was playing, got benched, and maybe the late night had something to do with that. Saints go to Green Bay, win 26-17, and you know what? We learned Brett Hundley is not Aaron Rodgers, and he's got a lot to learn. They need to open the playbook a little bit. Drew Brees, 331 yards, stole the show, 27-38, one touchdown in the air, one touchdown with his legs, and two interceptions. So that's uncharacteristic, but ultimately made the plays to get it done. Aaron Jones, continues to impress me. The running back for the Green Bay Packers, 17 carries, 131 yards, one touchdown for him. So Teddy Ginn Jr. had a big day, seven receptions, 141 yards for him. Jags get the first shutout of the day that I'm going to talk about, 27-0 over the Colts. Blake Bortles had a huge day, 330 yards, a touchdown. TJ Yeldon, 9 carries, 122 yards, one touchdown. And the Jacksonville Jaguar defense, 10 yes, sacks. So that defense doing it once again. I believe that's the second time this season they have gotten 10 sacks. So that defense can really get after it, and that may be what helps them later on throughout the season. Another shutout, the Cardinals go down to the Rams, 33-0. Cardinals are out there Monday. Carson Palmer gets taken out of this game, 8 weeks at least, with a broken left arm. Not good for the Cardinals. Adrian Peterson looks beyond mortal with his running effort today. 11 carries, 22 yards, so not the same guy that got Offensive Player of the Week with 134 carries, 26 yards, and helping the Cardinals with that balance that they had against the Tampa Bay Bucks. But by the way, with that being said, they did give up 33 points to them in the second half of that game. So, man, oh man, just a wild day in the NFL when you really think about some of the guys that got hurt, because the next game I'm going to talk about is the Dolphins, 31-28 winners over the Jets, and their guy gets taken out of that game, Jay Cutler. They had to go to their backup, and you know what? Lucky for them, they have a backup like that, and maybe they should have gone to him in the first place, like earlier caller said, Mitch, I believe, in Santa Monica. But I'm riding that too, because that's the truth. Matt Moore can play, and ultimately, man, you know what? You didn't necessarily need to bring Jay Cutler in the first place. But the Dolphins are hanging in there, man. They're 4-2, and I always thought they'd be okay. Vikings, 24-16 winners over the Ravens. Case Keenum, he's not good, but somehow they get it done, and I know how they do it. They've got a really, really good defense. That's all I can say about the Minnesota Vikings. Cowboys laid the smackdown on the 49ers, 40-10. Really, really taking them big time. And Ezekiel Elliott was huge. 26 carries, 147 yards, two touchdowns on the ground. The Cowboys, this was kind of what you want after a bye week. You want to come back and you want to play a team like the 49ers, who struggle to get a victory yet this season, them and the Cleveland Browns, 0-7 right now. Seahawks get a very important win for them over the New York Football Giants, who are not the best team in New York right now. 0-3 at home, 1-6 on the season. Seahawks get a much-needed victory to keep them in arm's length of the L.A. Rams, who seem to be the class of the NFC West right now, which has been what I've been saying since the beginning of the year, and now it seems to be coming even more true as the weeks keep going on. Todd Gurley can really play, and Jared Goff has definitely made the progressions in his second season. But back to the Seahawks and the Giants, 24-7, Seahawks get a nice victory. Russell Wilson looks good, 27 of 39, 334, three TDs for him. And again, that Seahawk defense definitely shut things down. So good to see that. Bengals go to the Steelers. They lose 29-14. And I'll tell you what, man, Steelers, say what you want about all the nonsense with the off-field stuff, Martellus Bryant and all those guys not being happy with their situation, some guys complaining here and there. They're going to be there. At the end of the year, the Steelers are going to be one of those teams that are in the mix. They're in the hunt. They're 5-2, which, if I'm not mistaken, is tops in the AFC. So they're right there in the mix. Broncos get blanked 21-0, and that's the first time it's happened since 1992. So the Broncos going in the wrong direction, man. They were a team that was 3-0 before this awful skid that they're on right now. So when you think about that, they're in trouble to a certain degree. I really believe that. They are definitely in trouble, like this next team I'm going to tell you about real quickly, and that would be the Falcons. 7, Patriots 23. They are also 5-2, like the Steelers, like the Kansas City Chiefs. So that right now is the best record in the AFC. The guys that are playing tomorrow, the Philadelphia Eagles, have a chance to have the best record in all of football, or they'll come back to the path if, or the pack, I should say, if the Washington Redskins can get a victory, man. So nothing is very clear, is what I'm really trying to tell you about the NFL right now. If you don't get what I'm saying, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Nothing very clear. Real quickly, I'm going to run through the divisions, because I know I've got about 4 minutes or so before I got to get to the break. And again, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'm going to be doing this every Sunday or Monday morning, however it rolls into your day. But we'll be doing this all the time. So thoughts and opinions are definitely encouraged. They're welcome. Like I said, New England Patriots 5-2 atop their division, but Buffalo and Miami hanging in at 4-2. Jets not out of it either at 3-4. Pittsburgh 5-2. Baltimore 3-4, and they're the closest. Cincinnati at 2-4. Cleveland 0-7, as we all know. Tennessee Titans 4-3. Jacksonville Jaguars 4-3. And as it moves on, I like the Jaguars more and more because I think that defense is really, really good. I think the Texans are, that's where they're going to be lacking. J.J. Watt out and some other key guys on that defense not playing. And with Deshaun Watson coming into the league and, you know, obviously making his way, it's going to take them some time to figure things out. So I think that division is probably the Jaguars and the Titans to battle out. But I give a slight edge, at least right now, to the Jaguars. Chiefs 5-2, Broncos 3-3, LA Chargers, Oakland Raiders both 3-4. And I think that that's interesting because that's going to be a very tight division as the year goes on. Kansas City's in the lead, but don't be too hesitant to say week to week that that could change big time. Philadelphia Eagles, like I said, 5-1 atop their division right now. This is a good football team, and we'll see if they can get some separation over Washington, who's 3-2. Otherwise, this becomes them and Dallas in the mix. Vikings 5-2 over the Green Bay Packers, who are hanging on to 4-3 for dear life. Lions were off this week, 3-3. Chicago 3-4. Nothing decided there either. New Orleans 4-2. Carolina 4-3. Falcons 3-3. I think they're in trouble. This is going to be a two-headed monster there with the Saints and the Rams putting a little distance there, but the Seahawks at 4-3. So anyways, man, I do know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So I'm going to do it. I'll be back to wrap this thing up. Man, oh, man, so much to get to. I'm going to take a quick break. Like I said, get a breath. It is Andy Dorf. You're listening to the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Throw it back, Lacy to Wilson. He's going to throw a deep ball down the left side. It's underthrown. The ball into the end zone. A bobbling play. And is it caught by Collins?
Collins has it.
Collins has it. Is it a simultaneous catch? Is it a touchdown or an interception? Touchdown! Landon Collins looked like he had a beat on the ball, and Richardson took it away from him.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf taking you through the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Got to thank ESPN.com for all of those highlights and those clips that I got for you tonight. And obviously, got to thank the callers, man. I really appreciate thoughts and opinions from people because that's what Sports Talk Radio is all about. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. One more game to get to this week, which would be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins. And I think this is an interesting matchup when you have these two quarterbacks, both up-and-comer guys, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins. Going to be about who can probably score more when you really think about it. At least in my humble opinion, I think that that is what this game is all about at the end of the day. And if I'm not mistaken, just kind of looking ahead, the Thursday nighter would be the Miami Dolphins and the Ravens. And the Miami Dolphins got to continue to win to stick around with the New England Patriots and just to keep themselves in the playoff picture when you really think about that whole thing. Because at the end of the day, it is all about making the playoffs and giving your team a chance to win. And Matt Moore did that because Jay Cutler got hurt. So man, oh man, just a lot going on in the NFL. A lot of injuries once again. Like I said, unfortunately, Joe Thomas's consecutive snap streak is cut, man. It's done. It's over. 10,363. DeShone Kizer pulled for the Cleveland Browns because didn't play well and then questioned about all kinds of things as to what was going on. Carson Palmer, unbelievable, man. He's out for the Cardinals. Just more stars, man. More and more stars. Anyways, so much fun talking NFL. The NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I am Andy Dorf saying peace, everybody. I'll talk to you next week, Sunday, on the Sports Overnight America.